Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book On Grief and Grieving, Finding the Meaning of Grief Through the Five Stages of Loss by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross and David Kessler serves as a seminal work in understanding the complex journey of grief. This book, rooted in Kubler-Ross's groundbreaking Five Stages of Grief model, provides readers with a profound insight into the process of grieving, extending beyond the clinical into the deeply personal. The authors collaborate to expand upon the original concepts introduced by Kubler-Ross in her earlier work, On Death and Dying, adapting them to the context of grief experienced with the loss of a loved one. The book combines personal anecdotes, practical advice, and the author's extensive experiences in counseling the bereaved, offering a compassionate guide for navigating the tumultuous path of grief. It's a work that aims to comfort, educate, and assist those in the throes of grief, as well as those who support them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the five stages of grief. The core foundation of On Grief and Grieving revolves around the five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. These stages, originally outlined by Kubler-Ross in relation to terminal illness, are adaptively applied to the grieving process. Denial serves as the initial, shock-absorbing reaction, providing emotional protection from the full impact of the loss. Anger allows the grieving individual to process the perceived injustice of their loss. Bargaining often involves the what-if and if-only thoughts that people wrestle with, attempting to negotiate their way out of the pain. Depression marks a deeper acknowledgement of the loss, where the emotional burden truly hits. And finally, acceptance does not mean being okay with the loss, but rather recognizing the reality of the situation and starting to adjust. The book carefully explains that these stages are not linear or universal. Instead, they offer a framework through which understanding and healing can begin. Secondly, the personalization of grief. The authors emphasize that grief is an intensely personal experience that manifests uniquely in each individual. On Grief and Grieving delves into how various factors such as personality, coping style, life experience, and the nature of the loss affect the grieving process. It challenges the notion of a correct way to grieve, advocating instead for a compassionate, personalized approach to dealing with loss. Understanding that some may linger in one stage longer than others, or may revisit certain stages multiple times, is crucial. The book underscores the importance of acknowledging and respecting one's unique journey through grief, encouraging readers to allow themselves the grace to experience and express their grief in a manner that is true to them. This segment of the book serves as a gentle reminder that there is no standard timetable for healing, and that each journey towards acceptance and recovery is deeply personal. Thirdly, the role of support systems. Kubler-Ross and Kessler shed light on the critical role that support systems play in the grieving process. On Grief and Grieving proposes that the presence of understanding family, friends, and communities can significantly affect the healing journey. Sharing one's grief, finding an empathetic ear, and receiving validation of one's feelings can help alleviate the sense of isolation that often accompanies loss. The book highlights various forms of support, including professional counseling, support groups, and informal networks of care. The authors advocate for a society that allows space for mourning and encourages open discussions about loss and grief, thereby reducing the stigma associated with expressing vulnerability. This discussion informs readers not only about seeking support when needed, but also about providing it, emphasizing empathy, patience, and non-judgmental listening as key components. Fourthly, coping mechanisms and healing strategies. Beyond identifying the stages of grief, On Grief and Grieving offers valuable insight into coping mechanisms and strategies to aid in the healing process. From practices of self-care and mindfulness to the importance of ritual and remembrance, Kubler-Ross and Kessler present a range of approaches for managing grief. They discuss the benefits of expressing grief through writing, art, or other creative outlets, as well as the healing power of nature and physical activity. Importantly, the book does not prescribe a one-size-fits-all solution, but rather suggests a palette of options, encouraging the bereaved to find what resonates most with their personal journey. The emphasis is on taking steps towards healing while acknowledging that the pain of loss may never fully disappear, but it can be integrated into one's life in a way that allows for continued growth and happiness. Lastly, finding meaning after loss, one of the most profound aspects of On Grief and Grieving, is its exploration of finding meaning after loss. Kubler-Ross and Kessler propose that in the wake of devastation, there is an opportunity for growth and transformation. Emphasizing the human capacity for resilience, the book explores how reevaluating one's life and values in the context of grief can lead to a deeper sense of purpose and fulfillment. The author suggests that by facing the reality of death and loss, individuals can gain clearer insights into what truly matters to them, thus catalyzing meaningful change. This can manifest in various ways, such as fostering stronger relationships, pursuing passions that were previously sidelined, or engaging in acts of service. The key message is that while loss is an inevitable part of life, it also provides an impetus for reflection and an opportunity to redefine one's path forward with renewed passion and clarity. In conclusion, On Grief and Grieving. Finding the Meaning of Grief Through the Five Stages of Loss is a must-read for anyone attempting to navigate the turbulent waters of loss. Whether directly affected by grief or supporting someone who is, readers will find solace, understanding, and guidance within its pages. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross and David Kessler provide a compassionate and deeply insightful exploration into the nuances of grieving, affirming that while grief is a universal experience, it is also intensely personal. This book empowers individuals to embrace their grief journey, offering tools and perspectives that can facilitate healing and growth. By acknowledging the profound impact of loss and the potential for transformation it holds, On Grief and Grieving enlightens readers on the path to finding peace and meaning in the aftermath of bereavement. It is an essential resource that underscores the significance of grief as a profound expression of love and a catalyst for profound personal change. If you would like to support Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.